There is still grave concern about bee populations nationally and globally. Many groups have an interest in restoring bee populations, farmers, beekeepers, scientists, really anybody who eats food. But formulating a collective approach to helping bees has been difficult. That's the subject of the new book, Vanishing Bees, by Sainat Sirinaninan and Daniel E. Kleinman. Sainat is an assistant scientist of biology and society in the Department of Community and Environmental Sociology at the University of Wisconsin. And he says he began to write the new book when he became interested in the social dimensions of the study of colony collapse disorder and the declining population of bees.
Well, so that is part of the issue of complexity in this case. There are different groups, whom we call knowledge cultures, who use different ways and means and assumptions to look at colony collapse disorder and why honeybees in general are dying more at higher levels and more often. And these different groups come at the issue from their own set of interests, stakes, histories, and interactions with each other. So this is like a key point that we make in the book, which is that how we know what we know about colony collapse disorder is deeply connected with the history and politics of relationships between beekeepers, scientists, growers, regulators. So these relationships have evolved historically, especially over the course of the 20th century. And these groups share histories of conflicts, cooperation with each other. And they each have their own interests in this issue. Growers see honeybees as tools that they can use to pollinate crops. For beekeepers, well, honeybees are producing honey that they can sell. But not only that, the bees are also pollinating crops, and beekeepers are earning income by renting out their beehives to farmers. Scientists in this whole situation have come up as experts who can help guide beekeepers and growers about making informed decisions about what's ailing honeybees or where to place beehives on a farm, etc. And then regulators are involved here in terms of monitoring and bringing policies that can affect honeybee health, such as pesticide regulation or regulation regarding what kind of honeybees can be imported and from where into the country. So all these various folks, also I have to mention agrochemical manufacturers who make pest management tools that can have effects on honeybees. So all of these different folks, groups, have different stakes in the matter of honeybee health.
Well, at the risk of asking an incredibly naive question, most of the groups you mentioned have a vested interest in keeping honeybees healthy and plentiful. So why can't there be some sort of common ground to battle colony collapse disorder?
Yeah, that's a great question, and that's actually the premise upon which the coda of the book is based. The coda essentially talks about a project that we started that builds on most of the book. And this project that that we're finishing up right now is basically asking this question by bringing together all of these different stakeholders and their representatives into one room, okay, and having them sit around at the table and talk with each other and together try to come up with alternative ways of looking and understanding honeybees and what's ailing honeybees. And these conversations that we facilitated, a series of conversations, not just here at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, but also at beekeeping operations, growing operations, we brought the same set of people to these different places. They basically tried to leverage this common ground. It turns out that there is a common ground. Everybody cares for, all of these folks care for honeybees, but then they also care for other things that they use the honeybees for, that they depend on the honeybees for. So growers, yes, growers care for honeybees, and they need honeybees for pollination. But they also ultimately care for the for what kind of crop commodities they're able to produce using the honeybees, right? And not only do they use honeybees, but they also use pest management tools, pesticides, agrochemicals. And so when conversations came up where beekeepers thought that some agrochemicals were a problem, in these conversations, growers became very defensive, right? They are afraid that such conversations could lead to certain tools being taken away from them, certain pesticides being taken off the table, right? And so they, and so in that situation, tails go up, and defenses are erected, and there is a block in the conversation, and a lack of trust happens there.
Sainat Sirinaninan is the co-author of Vanishing Bees: Science, Politics, and Honeybee Health from Princeton Press. He co-wrote the book with Daniel E. Kleinman. He's also an assistant scientist of biology and society in the Department of Community and Environmental Sociology at the University of Wisconsin. And we'll hear more from that conversation Sunday on Weekend Ozarks at Large. That's Sunday morning at 9 on 91.3 KUAF.